We are back on the Andy Finn Show, and we're talking about Ann Coulter's new book. And rather than deal with some of the specifics in the book right now, I want to deal with some of the pundits who have critiqued this. So let me start with Mr. Bill O'Reilly, one of our favorites here on this show.
This program and on yes. this network.
Well,
but
you did.
In some places she won't. What's the difference between Ann Coulter and Al Franken? I mean,
well, good point. And
this
Ann
is David
is
Horowitz, by the way,
smarter,
well-known
but
conservative.
But the fact is that Franken and you want a really nasty piece of work, Bill Maher, get a totally free ride. Viciousness.
But that's the left-wing media doing that.
Yes.
I have an answer to this question, but I'm going to ask you one more time. What's the difference between the tactics that Coulter uses and the tactics that Franken uses?
Well, like I say, I think they're both in the field of political satire, and therefore they're going to make statements that for others would be over the top. But and you might say witches of East Brunswick is a little over.
I don't care about that. The thing that I thought was beyond the pale was saying that they enjoyed their husband's demise.
Well,
I don't believe that's satire. But here's the difference between Franken and Coulter. I have to answer my own question here.
Go ahead.
Coulter doesn't lie.
Well,
I mean, she's over the top, in my opinion, and I don't like her tactics at all, and I think they diminish her.
She's exposing rank hypocrisy.
Yeah,
here.
She does
These
that.
Are the same people who are attacking her, who attack our troops.
We demonstrated that earlier, David, in the program. I mean,
okay.
these people on the far left are despicable people. There's no question. But Franken lies, and we can prove that. Coulter doesn't.
Well, so one of the reasons Bill O'Reilly has a problem with Al Franken is that Franken's been a thorn in his side, kind of a nemesis for him. Franken loves poking fun at Bill O'Reilly. And in fact, when his show first started, it wasn't called the Al Franken Show. It was called the O Franken Factor. And O'Reilly got Fox News to threaten to sue and all this stuff. And nothing came of all that except it helped Franken sell books and get higher ratings. But he really despises people that contradict him or that take him on. And so Al Franken is way up there. And that's why he says he can prove that Al Franken lies. Of course, that's the other thing that's great about 20%ers. And I notice it more on the right, I have to say. But they're very fond of calling everything that they disagree with that's a misstatement or that they see as a misstatement, that's an interpretation that they don't agree with, as a lie. Now, the people on Air America on the far right, on the far left, do it as well. They refer to Bush's lies and O'Reilly's lies and all of that. But I see it more from the right. I see it from Limbaugh. I see it from Hannity. I see it from O'Reilly. And, of course, from Coulter. But the point he's making here is that Ann Coulter doesn't lie. All right? Horowitz said that she is smarter and funnier than Al Franken. Now, let me stop and deal with the humor issue for a minute. What's interesting about humor, if you're talking to people who are on the far right or the far left, is the only thing they find funny is when you poke fun at the other side. You know, a true humorist, whether it's Will Rogers or Mark Twain, or it is somebody like Jay Leno or David Letterman, a true humorist pokes fun at both sides. You know, it doesn't matter whether there's a Democratic president or a Republican president. Letterman and Leno go after the president. And whatever his foibles are, they point him out and get laughs. So they may have a political preference, but they don't let it show on their show. They will skewer either side. You don't get that from right-wing pundits or left-wing pundits, okay? Rush Limbaugh prides himself on doing these parody sketches, and he chuckles and laughs and talks about what a good time he's having, not taking power seriously and all of that. But in fact, he only pokes fun at the left. And so when they say Ann Coulter is funny, she doesn't have a sense of humor about the right or about herself, as near as I can tell. She only has a sense of humor about the other side. So when you're mocking people, now this is true in personal life as well. When you run into somebody that just mocks people, laughs at them rather than with them, most people don't actually find that person all that funny. So I don't find her all that funny. And frankly, I don't find Al Franken all that funny much of the time. I've seen him speak a couple of times. I saw him speak at a radio talk show host conference, and he was addressing an audience of mostly conservatives. And while he did poke a little bit of fun at himself, which is something Coulter will never do, he mostly poked fun at people like Rush Limbaugh, and the jokes were stale. I'd heard him use them before, and so had most of this audience, frankly. And he didn't go over well because he wasn't speaking to the audience in a way they could hear. He was just mocking their point of view and one of their heroes. So I'm not going to defend Franken as particularly funny either, but of course he did get his start as a comedian, and so he clearly is funnier than Ann Coulter. But anyway, the back to the main point here is that O'Reilly's arguing that Ann Coulter doesn't lie, but Al Franken does. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Ann Coulter lies, but if you go back to the hour and a half nearly that I did on her book, on the first chapter of her book last Thursday night, go to my website at andyfinn.us, and you will see me take apart her arguments. I don't say they're lies. I think it was done out of ignorance rather than out of an intention to lie about anything. But she didn't get it right in any case.
I'll tell you, on this Ann Coulter thing, let me just say that I think that the comparison to Al Franken isn't quite accurate, and here's why. Yeah, Ann Coulter's probably a bomb thrower, but, you know, she's a smart bomb thrower. The stuff that she says is it's number one, it's accurate, and it's truthful, unlike, you know, what Franken or
that's
Michael
good,
Moore.
That's a good point. That's an excellent point.
No, it is not. So it turns out that the problem with Ann Coulter is that she's not accurate, okay? I shouldn't say this without coming up with a couple of examples. So let me just go to chapter one of Ann Coulter's new book, Godless, The Church of Liberalism. Chapter one is, well, they're all about liberals, I suppose. So here's a couple of quotes from chapter one. We say that humans are in God's image. I assume she means conservatives. They say, I assume she means liberals, they say we are no different morally from the apes. I mean, I never heard anything so ridiculous in my life. She's trying to take on the issue of Darwinism here, as she calls it. And she says that liberals treat Darwinism as a religion and as received wisdom handed down. They're not willing to test it or examine it. And I assume she's leaping from Darwinism to say that humans are morally no different from the apes. Well, I'm here to tell you that, Anne, I don't know a liberal that believes that. And maybe you do, but of course she doesn't name any. She talks about pseudoscience. And so I'm assuming that when she says pseudoscience and she mentions evolution and a few other things, that she may actually think that science is wrong about not just evolution, but that it's wrong about things like the age of the earth. And so if that's her view, and she doesn't actually say it right here, she's wrong about that as well. And she talks about the theory of vegetarianism, as though I guess there's a theory. She says, quote, liberals have fervently believed that humans are a blight on the earth. They fervently believe this since 1798. That's when Thomas Malthus penned his book about overpopulation. Well, she would absolutely classify me as a liberal, and I don't think humans are a blight on this earth. And so you go on, and I'm not going to call them lies, but the idea that she is right, quote, right about things, is absurd. And so when this caller to O'Reilly says that there's a difference between her and Franken, she's accurate and truthful. And O'Reilly says, that's a good point. Well, this is a right-wing talk show host siding with a right-wing book. So let's move on and listen to our old friend El Rushbo. And
there's actual slander and libel that the left is engaging in. Michael Moore takes people out of context. He's in the process of being sued by somebody who was misused in his movie for $85 million, a military man who was a video clip taken totally out of context.
Imagine that.
Well, you can say whatever you want about Ann Coulter, but she doesn't lie about what liberals say. She doesn't make it up, and she doesn't take it out of context. It is between your eyes truth, just as all of us on the right are between the eyes truth when we talk about and identify the left. They can't handle it.
Well, of course, that I've already addressed this, that this is a blind spot that people on the far right or far left have. They think they can articulate the point of view of the other side. But those of you who know my theory about 20 percenters, you know, there's a test for people who are 20 percenters, a test whether or not your good friend, a pundit who you like to listen to on TV or radio, or a columnist that you read, there's a test as to whether or not they're a 20 percenter. And I'm only going to give you a couple of the criteria here, but the first one is essentially, do they have absolute beliefs about something? Are they absolutely sure about their positions on something? That's a pretty good sign they're a 20 percenter, because people that are willing to let doubt creep in means they're willing to let their mind be changed if new evidence comes along. I learned that from studying science, but many people learn it just as we get older, we become more reasonable. Not 20 percenters. Secondly, 20 percenters believe the other side is loony. That is, the other side is so different from them. The extreme on the other side is actually their mirror image. Those people are as sure of the opposite belief as the 20 percenter on the one side is of their beliefs. And so they assume it's loony, because how could anybody believe that and believe it so strongly? So the far right thinks the far left is nuts, and the far left thinks the far right is nuts, right? I don't think they're quite nuts, but I wish we didn't give them the airwaves, because that's a huge mistake. And then the third criteria is the one that's most useful for our purposes here, and that is that how you spot a 20 percenter is ask them to make the best case argument. When let's say you're dealing with an issue, it could be abortion, it could be illegal immigration, it could be the flat tax or whatever. And when they're making their case about what's so obvious that a flat tax is the right answer, stop them and say, okay, can you make the best case argument on the other side in a way that somebody who believes that position will say, yes, you've got it. You've made the case that I would make myself. 20 percenters cannot do it. They simply cannot do it. Try it with one of your friends sometime. You'll find that all they can do is put forth a caricature of the position on the other side. And when you watch or listen to a guy like Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly try and explain the other's point of view, when they stop and try and do that, or Ann Coulter, it's hilarious, really, because they can't do it. And so they put up a straw man caricature that's a ridiculous portrait of this of the other view, and then it's easy to knock down because they put up something that's demonstrably ridiculous, then they skewer it and claim they win the debate. That's easy to do when you're on the show by yourself, which Rush is for 3 hours. He has nobody else on with him except his callers, and he cuts them off whenever he wants. So that's the sign of a 20 percenter. So Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh saying Ann Coulter tells the truth and she skewers liberals and proves who they are and that liberals don't like it. I mean, that is such drivel. That's 20% drivel. And that's all it is.